Fitter, Happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning to this week's segment of Fitter Happier here on the Thursday on the Record program. My name's Lauren Strown. Thanks for tuning in. Now, the transmission of a highly contagious disease, syphilis, is on the rise in Perth, and it's led to Chief Health Officer declaring an outbreak in the Perth metro area. More alarmingly, syphilis is increasingly being diagnosed in pregnant women. This is of concern, as syphilis in pregnancy can cause lifelong disability for children, miscarriage, premature or stillbirth. The good news is this disease is curable. Joining us today over the phones to talk all things syphilis is Matthew Bacon, the Senior Project Officer with the Communicable Disease Control Team at the WA Department of Health. Welcome, Matthew.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. And thanks for being with us this morning. To kick us off, why are we seeing new cases in Perth?
Yeah, so it's kind of hard to justify any one reason. I think when it comes to sexually transmitted infections, there's usually quite a fair few things that contribute. But most likely is realistically because it is sort of perceived as this disease that no longer exists, or this disease that we were so close to eradicating, GPs haven't been routinely screening for it. There's sort of this expectation that when you go in for a sexual health test, that you might have to do a urine sample, get a swab, and possibly do a blood test for HIV. But very rarely do people think to get a syphilis blood test, which is sort of what it takes. So being that it hasn't routinely been screened for, I think that a lot of people have been having condomless sex, sort of thinking that they didn't have any STIs when really they only knew what they were being tested for, which is generally chlamydia and gonorrhea.
Yeah, right. Is there a reason that we're seeing a spike more specifically in women?
So an oversimplified version would be that there is just more syphilis in community. I think that we would be quite naive to assume that there isn't also equally as many men that are contracting syphilis. But because syphilis screening is compulsory for women that are pregnant at their first antenatal visit, it seems to be a good opportunity for us to detect. So I think the epidemiology is showing a spike in women. Realistically, it's probably in all communities. But yeah, because we've got a good testing avenue for women, it seems to be one of the things that we're picking up firstly in women.
Okay, of course, another feature of testing more people and getting the cases resolved. Is syphilis more problematic in women, and why is it worrying?
So syphilis has some really negative health concerns when it comes to pregnancy. Syphilis is one of the STIs that can be passed on through antenatals, so it can be done in utero. So some of the issues that we have that arise is that it can cause premature births. It can also cause stillbirth, which is actually something that we've had happen in the Perth metro area quite recently, which is really what's kicked off this huge need. Because it is seen as such an archaic disease, realistically, it's not something that we should still be seeing, and we shouldn't be losing the lives of children because of it. So when it comes to being more problematic in women, it's predominantly more problematic in pregnancy because, again, it can also lead to a bunch of different disabilities and things like that in children too.
It's shocking to hear that it's even happening now. How can we protect the community from the syphilis outbreak?
So most important would be to get tested. Is for people to go in and be very forward with their healthcare professionals about sort of the risks that they're putting themselves in when it comes to their sex lives. If you're getting tested, the most important thing is then if you do get a positive diagnosis, and it's not the easiest of things to do, but is to let all your sexual partners know that you have contracted the disease. Because it is such a contagious infection, it does get spread through oral sex as well. So many people will think, oh, you know, I wear a condom for any kind of penetrative sex. But they don't think about the risk that they might be putting themselves in when they're having condomless oral. So it is important to make sure that you're contact tracing sort of all of your sexual partners. And there are a bunch of, so healthcare professionals will generally help with this process if people are concerned or scared to tell their partners. There are also some websites and apps that you can get that will anonymously let partners know as well. So getting tested is one part, but then also, yeah, letting partners know after that. Condoms are a good protector against syphilis. But again, being mindful that it isn't just for any kind of penetrative sex, is the oral sex, you would need to be wearing condoms as well.
Okay, interesting. I just caught you there that you said that was an anonymous way of letting sexual partners know that you've had syphilis in the past. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yeah, so there's a website called Better to Know, which essentially you can go on. It's then got a function where you put in the names and numbers, and just first name and the mobile numbers or an email address of some of the sexual partners you've had. And then that will just send through a push notification to them, letting them know that someone that they have recently been with has tested positive for syphilis, and that there is a link that will then lead them to health services that they can go and see to get a test.
Wow, that's the first I've heard of such a service. I know lots of people might be feeling rather anxious of telling people that they've come across this STI, but I guess that means there's no excuse for letting previous partners know what's been going on. It's an excellent new service I've never actually heard about before. Before people get tested, they might wonder, I'll only go get tested if I'm showing symptoms. Not that everyone should be getting tested in the first place. What are some symptoms of syphilis?
So syphilis is slightly different. So usually when you have something like chlamydia or gonorrhea, they're very often asymptomatic. So it's really quite hard to know if you've got chlamydia and gonorrhea unless you're testing regularly. Syphilis does have some signs that will show themselves in most cases. The issue that we have with a lot of the signs and symptoms of syphilis is sort of known as the great pretender. So a lot of the symptoms actually show as things that people will often get. I've heard of some cases of syphilis sort of looking like ingrown hairs, in which case people generally just think it's an ingrown hair and not syphilis. But some of the signs would be, so firstly, people often get some kind of sore or ulcer around the site of sexual contact. So if they're having anal sex, that might be around the anus. If they're having vaginal penetration, they might notice an ulcer or sore vaginally. And then they can also get them in the mouth or around the mouth as well, if that's the site of sexual contact. So one of the issues that we have with these ulcers is that they are painless, and they can be internal. So some people do find them inside the vagina or rectum or inside the mouth, which isn't places that people often explore on their own bodies. So even though there are signs, they're quite hard to notice. Other things that you can get afterwards, so sort of after the first 3 months, people might start noticing a rash on their body. So the rash honestly looks like any other rash because it can be on the torso, on the legs, on the palms of the hands or the soles of the feet. People usually assume that it's an allergic reaction, or people will assume that it's a rash caused by a different health condition. You don't usually think, oh, a rash on my chest is something that I've contracted through sexual contact. So that's another one that, even though yes is a sign, is quite hard to relate back to syphilis unless you're getting tested. And being that syphilis is a bacterial infection that does enter the bloodstream, long-term there is quite a fair few negative health impacts in terms of sort of brain, bones, skin, but that's something that you wouldn't really notice until you've been living with syphilis for much, much longer.
Interesting. So I guess the secret syphilis, the secret STI, you may as well get out there and get checked if you are sexually active, and get wisdom from your GP at that. How would you more broadly treat syphilis, do you think?
So syphilis is treatable. It's like any of the other bacterial sexually transmitted infections. So it is a course of antibiotics. So it's not tablet. Unfortunately, it is an injectable antibiotic, which is probably just the biggest difference. So if anyone is seeing any healthcare professionals and their doctor tries to prescribe them a tablet, it's unlikely to happen. But yeah, it's sort of important to know that there is a bit of a difference between the sort of single pill treatment for chlamydia and gonorrhea. But yeah, it is very much curable. So it's yes, important to test so that it can be treated.
And thanks for being with us today. To summarise, what advice would you give sexually active people in the Perth community right now?
So I would say get tested. At the end of the day, sexual health is like any other health checkup. I'm kind of biased because I did a master's in sexology, so I've become very accustomed to talking sex on quite a regular basis. But it's no different to mental health or any other sort of general health checkup. Is that realistically, if you're going to be engaging in sex, then it is important to protect not only yourself, but your partners as well. It's something that we can all sort of do our little part to make sure that we're protecting community at whole if you are going to be having condomless sex.
That's it. Thanks so much for being with us today, Matthew.
Not a problem at all. Thank you very much for having me.
Matthew Bacon, Senior Project Officer with the Communicable Disease Control Team at the Department of Health, talking increasing rates of syphilis in Perth. Earlier this week, the Chief Health Officer declared an outbreak of syphilis in the Perth metro area. So as we heard just there, if you're sexually active, do go and get checked because it can be the secret STI that you might not see symptoms of. So go and get checked.